ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the Weisenheimer. That doesn't sound right. Weisenheimer Liers. That's my descriptive word for you today, but it doesn't quite flow the way the other ones did.
All I'm going to say is if anybody knows what that means, please leave a comment below this interview, because I have no idea whatsoever.
Well, I mean, come on, Weisenheimer. It has a ring, and there's a clue in the word itself. I also have to say that Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the dark ages.
It was very dark. Clearly, when I was born, I brightened up the world.
Well, at least you can say that. Right, so what's
sure
going on?
Didn't.
Yeah, well, we'll have to ask. I know your mother is your biggest fan. What's going on in the world of travel right now? Netherlands is at the top of the list.
They are this week. Yeah, so in agreement with the Dutch authority in Schiphol Airport, seafarers no longer need to present a negative COVID test to transit Amsterdam. And this is effective immediately. For travel to Netherlands as a final destination from a high-risk country, crew will still need to present a negative rapid antigen test taken no more than 24 hours before departure. They will also need to present a health declaration form. Seafarers, though, are exempt from the 10-day self-quarantine upon arrival. From non-risk countries to the Netherlands as a final destination, seafarers only need to present the health declaration form on arrival.
Nice. And Virgin Atlantic, they've got something coming up.
Yeah, so they've actually announced a whole raft of cancellations, unfortunately, due to the ongoing COVID pandemic. So as from the 27th of April, this list of flights have been cancelled. Any crew, obviously, who are booked on any of the below, please contact either the airline or your travel provider to see what options are available to you. So we have the Manchester to Bridgetown return flight. That's cancelled from the 27th of April through until the 16th of May. Le Heathrow to Grenada flight return is also cancelled through until the 16th of May. Heathrow Antigua return flights cancelled through until the 16th of May. Also, the two South African load of flights, Heathrow Cape Town return cancelled and through until the 16th of May. Also, flights to and from Johannesburg cancelled until the 16th of May.
Now, are there other airlines that are still doing these routes?
Yeah, so British Airways are flying on the Caribbean routes, so they're possible. The South African ones are a little bit more tricky because they're not allowing anybody in direct. But obviously, you can come if you go via another country, so via Europe, Lufthansa or KLM or somewhere. Then you can get yourself back into the UK. Makes no sense whatsoever. You just enter in another country to get back into the country you need to get to.
I just, you know, we talk about this quite often. It's quite, you know, here we have one airline that has, you know, stopped all their flights, but there are other airlines and there is other ways of getting in and out. So what really is the point? But you know
exactly
what?
Right.
Singapore Airlines.
Yeah, so from May the 1st, Singapore Airlines will increase its flight frequency to Sri Lanka from 3 times to 5 times weekly. They'll be operating an Airbus 350 aircraft. Flights from Singapore to Colombo will operate on every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, whilst flights in the opposite direction from Colombo to Singapore will be on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. All passengers on board will receive a Singapore Airlines care kit, which includes a face mask, hand sanitizer, disinfectant surface wipe and an antibacterial wipe will be provided at meal service. Just to remind people, though, to get into Sri Lanka at the moment, you do still need to get approvals.
I think I need that face thing.
Greece. I'm not saying a word.
Thanks. What's going on in Greece?
Yeah, so Greece is looking to drop its quarantine requirements from next week for those arriving from the European Union, the United States. So it's good news for United States people looking for holidays, United Kingdom, Serbia, Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The conditions are that these travellers have to be either vaccinated or hold a negative COVID-19 test certificate. Crew arriving from the approved countries don't have to quarantine if they can provide evidence that they have had the two doses of the vaccine against the virus or have conducted the PCR test carried out 72 hours prior to arriving. Obviously, you still have to be aware tourists could still be subject to any domestic lockdown restrictions as and when they may take place. Obviously, as it stands currently, all foreigners need to test negative and quarantine for 7 days after entering. Additionally, those flying in from the UK or the United Arab Emirates have had to take a second mandatory test upon arrival.
Now, we've talked a lot about PCR tests, and Blue Marine Travel has managed to do a deal for the UK crew for PCR tests.
Yeah, so there's been a fair bit of discussion, isn't there, on this show and on social media this past few months with regards to the disparity between the costs of PCR tests for crew departing the UK, especially to travel back to work, compared to that of other countries. PCR tests in the UK are being priced at anything between £100 to £200 for UK crew, whereas in Europe, the price has been set at roughly €60. So there is a massive difference, and we have noticed a growing outcry of people trying to get out of the UK and the costs associated with it. With that being said, Blue Marine Travel, we have been speaking to an approved Fit to Fly accredited PCR testing agency in the UK. We will be announcing this week a discount we have managed to negotiate for our clients when booking flights through us. So what I would say, not all I's and T's have been crossed and dotted, so to speak. So please keep an eye on Blue Marine Travel's social media channels this week, where we will be announcing more.
Well, and you'll share that with us as well, so we can make sure to get that out there too.
As soon as I get it, Rhea, I'll let you know. And then obviously you can post it as well.
Wonderful. And we've had actually pretty much the same crew question from a number of different people. What is that question?
It's really odd. We've had about four or five emails with the same question this week, and it's actually regards to departing Australia. Obviously, people know that international travel is currently banned for passengers departing Australia. That is unless you apply for an exemption. What I just want to reconfirm, because this is the question, any maritime crew that are leaving Australia for work purposes, you are automatically exempted from the travel ban and you do not need to apply for an exemption. There seems to have been some confusion this last week or two with a lot of Aussie crew thinking that they needed to apply for it when they don't. What we would say, though, is for peace of mind, crew may want to head to the www.covid19.homeaffairs.gov.au and print off the exemption category and carry with them when departing the country, just in case they have any issues.
You'll send us that link.
Certainly will do. Yep.
Well, and, you know, it's like we see straight across the board right now. It doesn't necessarily matter what rules are in place for traveling in a certain country. Sometimes the people working at the border aren't aware of those rules. So that is why it's always very important to carry that piece of paper to say, look, you know, and hand it over and say, here, this is the rules. This is what, because things are changing. Not only are things changing very quickly, but on the other hand, some people just interpret things differently.
Exactly right. I mean, this is what we say to all our, our clients. Take as much paperwork as you possibly can, which proves that you're exempt from any quarantine or whatever, or that you're actually allowed to leave the country that you're departing from, you know, because like you say, there are so many rules and regulations in place, and seafarers they are a niche market, so to speak. So not all check-in staff are going to be aware of what they can and can't do. For definite, carry as much information as you possibly can to hand. Okay, you may not need it, but there may be that one or two times when you do, and it'll be invaluable.
Well, it's like I always say, the one time that you do need it is the time that you don't carry it.
Exactly right. Yeah, we've seen it this week where people have been stopped for reasons where they shouldn't be or they didn't need to or whatever. And thankfully, they've had the paperwork on them. They've been able to show it and they've been able to get on their way. Without that paperwork, they're probably looking at a 24-hour delay.
Yeah. And then, of course, the knock on effect of trying to rebook flights and trying to get your money back for flights, whether it was a valid reason or not. It's just headache that you don't need, especially right now.
It is. Yeah, it's right. Yeah, it's such a knock on effect, especially if it's a rotational crew change or whatever. And you've got your guy who's been on board for 2 or 3 months and he's wanting to get home and the poor crew member gets stuck traveling out to the country or whatever, So it is a big knock on effect. So like we say, just take as much paperwork as you can.
Yeah. Well, Lee, once again, I thank you for your time.
It's always a pleasure. Love being here. So you can't get rid of me anyway, anytime soon.
Nice. Well, once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.